Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of News You Can Use right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. We hope that everybody's doing well this morning, and we're so excited. Lisa and Kenoki's in the house.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, she's wearing her pink and black.
Yes.
And her rosary beads.
That's it.
Is that your necklace
prayer.
Every day?
Right now it is. We need prayer.
We do need prayer.
Yes.
We do need prayer.
But they're pink.
They
pink
are.
Rosary.
Of course they are. It's you, Lisa. So we're also excited. You know, so nice with COVID restrictions on and off that, you know, with our location and the podcast studio, we can bring folks in that we know are safe every now and then. And that's why Debbie Wright is here. Debbie is a longtime friend of mine. We're still trying to figure out when we met and how we exactly met. But you may have seen Debbie Wright on whether it's QVC or she's always on Better Connecticut, WFSB. And she's here to talk about really her belief that life is for living and really obtaining your highest levels of health, happiness, and longevity. And she says that's all ahead of us. So it really is lifestyle, right, Debbie?
It really is.
And I don't know. I think we need prayer. I think we need what Debbie's going to talk about too, Lisa.
Yes.
I know I do. Because I just find myself on the edge sometimes and not taking care of myself and worrying about everything and everybody else.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited, again, to talk to you. So what have you been up to? I know I see you on QVC with all of your great products. Talk a little bit about that first.
Yeah, so I'm so grateful, you know, with COVID and all the crazy that this world has been through and continues to go through. And I love that you're wearing your rosary beads.
Thank
and
you.
I honor the prayer that we need to certainly incorporate into daily life, especially with all that's going on. So I love that. So I kind of took it upon myself to get educated in another area I was passionate about, which is health. And during that COVID, when we were home and things sort of slowed down a little bit, I studied to become an adapt functional health coach. And that basically means I support people in their life decisions to get healthier and engage in the behaviors and the things that most people know what we need to do, but it's another thing to actually do it. And one of the things for me was really just getting to this point. I'll be 55 this year, my husband 57, and you know, we just feel like life is just starting. You know, the kids are graduating and we are in this new chapter, this new evolution of what's life going to look like. And we believe that we can write the way we want our life to be, and a big component of that is certainly health. You don't have anything unless you have your health. And
health is wealth.
Health is wealth, and that's really all that matters. And I wanted to just deep dive into, you know, being, you know, getting into this area and this portion of our life in this chapter. And I wanted to just know everything I could about how to optimize. And, you know, I believe that when you have the right information, we can change the trajectory of how we age. And I want to just spread that like wildfire. I want people to embrace, like, we get better, not older.
I think that's a good point.
That is. Education is the key.
Yeah.
And you either add when you know better, you do better.
Yes.
And you either add or subtract things from your life. And that's what you're doing. So that's great.
Well, Lisa, and you know, I know longevity runs in your family. I mean, you're so blessed to still have your mother playing the church organ every Sunday morning in New Britain.
86
God years
bless.
Old.
God bless.
So what do you think about this topic? I mean, and I guess one of these things, there's been so much talk about this. I know I hear life coach a lot of times.
Yes.
But you're not that.
No, not that. So a health coach is really, it is something that's a new sort of category of health and wellness, and I really just support people on their journey. And what I describe myself is as I describe myself as a person who helps you navigate that path. So if you're willing to have the conversation into how do I get better, not older, like what do I need to do? So many people just do the same thing that they've always done.
Right.
They're not feeling a certain way, but then they fall into the prescription of, well, that's just how you're supposed to feel. Like, this is, my joints are supposed to hurt. I'm older. And I don't subscribe to any of that. You know, we have two components that we have to take into consideration. And one is genetics, which is certainly
DNA.
A big part.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's something called epigenetics. And that's where lifestyle kicks in. And that's where you can overwrite some of the genetics that we have in our systems based on your lifestyle choices.
Ooh, epigenetics. What's that?
Yeah.
That sounds sexy. What's that?
Do you have to get a blood test for that?
Exactly.
Well, I do recommend that you get lots of blood tests. So.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where there's a lot of great information. Mm-hmm. So I want people to get in front of their health, you know, really really understanding, like by getting blood work, epigenetics are... Our lifestyle choices that you make, daily habits, daily rituals, things that you can do that really deposit into your bank of longevity. And it's changing and making shifts in these areas. Maybe it's less sugar. Maybe it's becoming aware of what is really in this package that I'm eating. Is that really good? I do wake up a little achy. What's that about? You know, and just I want to encourage people to get real curious, because when you get real curious, I want to be that person that you can come to bounce things off on. Like, where do you suggest I go? What do you, and I kind of navigate people down that path of helping them to obtain their highest level of health.
Okay, so you see me with the water, but my grandkids would tell you usually that's Canada Dry.
Okay.
Every day.
Okay.
Usually it's soda. So tell me what I need to do.
Well, that's a good place to start. You know, how much do you drink, would you say, a day?
One a day.
Oh.
Like a vitamin.
Canada Dry is your
Canada
drink of
Dry.
Choice?
Right now, yeah. Used to be all kinds of sodas.
Mm-hmm.
But I cut back on the colors because I started seeing and hearing some of the research. But I'm still on that Canada Dry. Sometimes I take cranberry juice with the Canada Dry to cut it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's true. Sugar, that's too much sugar. And it's something I didn't grow up with. But once I got into my 20s, I started with all the soda. So give us an example of what you would say in terms of, you know, just either to not say, well, just don't do it. But what would be your prescription of how you would tell someone to navigate that?
So as your coach, I would want to just further understand a little bit about what is it about that Canada Dry that makes you want to embark there?
The fizz.
The fizz. So what about the fizz?
I don't know. I think I've cut it out. I've been going to lemonade a little bit more. But again, it's a mental thing. You have to really consciously say, you know what, this is something that I wasn't born with, but somehow I've grown attached to having to need it.
And I think we all have grown attached to certain habits.
Yes.
I know I was a Diet Coke gal, you know, 6-7 cans of Diet Coke a day. We know how that bad that is.
Yeah.
So now here I am. This is water, and I put that Mio in it to flavor my water, which forces me to drink water.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do the energy one. So this was my, you know, prescription for changing that habit.
Okay.
Not to say I don't still have one in the morning like everybody has their coffee, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that's where, you know, it's that awareness. It sounds like you're aware that may be something that would be a benefit to you if you didn't have it.
Yes.
So you're already aware of that. So then it just becomes understanding, okay, so when do you have that Canada Dry? Is it a certain time each day? Where is it in your ritual of your daily routine?
On the road. If you're on the road.
Oh, it's your roadie.
Stop. It's your road. It's my road friend. I'm on the road.
I get
you
that.
You stop and you're like, Schweppes Canada Dry. Preferably.
I suggest you stop and get a real roadie. Get a six-pack.
That's it.
Six-pack of beer. No?
Yeah,
but
no.
You see where she's going with this,
right?
It's like any other
it's
habit.
It's a behavior.
It's
a
behavior, right.
So then you just, as a coach, I would dig deeper behind that behavior. And what are you feeling in that moment that drives you? So if it's just habitual, you know, when you start to really pay attention and get mindful about really what is it about that? It's my roadie drink. It's almost I look forward to it to have something to do in the car. You know, as you start to,
some people smoke, some people, you know, and that's exactly it.
Yeah.
Analyzing
just uncover
it.
The behavior.
And if you change the change the behavior, if you change, you know, like she just dug in when you go on the road. Well, you're going on the road a lot, so you're drinking ginger ale a lot. So that's great information. Again, if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Debbie Wright, and she is an ADAPT certified functional health coach. She's also a style director for Lug and Lifestyle contributor, and she's also on Great Day Connecticut. So this is a gal that I bet if you saw her in the supermarket, you'd go, hey, aren't you that girl on TV?
I don't know about that.
But I just love that you kind of zigged and zagged in this direction. I really do.
I think it's
great.
Yeah, all the things I love, so it's fun to be able to take deep dives into those areas. You know, I feel lucky.
Yep.
And that's what we all should do. We all should take deep dives, whether it's getting information from someone like yourself or, you know, just listening in. I always think education is the key. If we don't educate ourselves, we're stuck. right wherever we're at. So.
Right. But I want to go back to this, you know, because some of this is predisposed. Some of this is genetic. If you look at my two pointer fingers, they're extremely crooked and very painful. Uh-huh. So that's arthritis.
Arthritis.
Right?
Yeah.
So, and that's genetic. So how do you work your way around certain things that you might get that your mom has, your dad had? How do you work around that?
Well, it's interesting because if you have curiosities around, wow, you know, this is genetic, my mom had it, I'm wondering, is this just something I'm predestined for, or is there something that I can do about it? So if you start to venture down the path of, I'm curious, is there something I could do about it? That's, again, where I would love to support, because what I would then do, like many of my clients, they come to me with exactly these scenarios, and then I send them to a functional practitioner, someone down the natural path of medicine. And a lot of people don't even know what that is, so it's fun to educate people that while I love traditional medicine, we need our doctors, there's also another side of medicine that's preventative and proactive. So once you see a practitioner in that realm, which is what I would recommend you do, they would then run blood work. They would run different tests to see, because arthritis is inflammation.
Right.
And inflammation can be caused a lot by dietary environment, by toxins. There are a lot of things that you can bring in to your lifestyle once you understand where that inflammation is coming from, the root cause of it. That's a perfect example, because that's where I want to have impact and help you determine, like, no, there are things I can do where this isn't my destiny.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you say that, because sometimes, some days, it hurts worse than other days. And I wonder if it has to do with my diet. So I never even thought about that.
Well, it actually, there was an article that talked about inflammation is the kind of cornerstone of all of these diseases in our life that have kind of come out more and more. They're saying inflammation is the center of it all. So if we could reduce our inflammation, then we can kind of get to the root of the problem. That's something I read just a couple of weeks ago,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's really a big deal. And guess what? A major contributor of inflammation is sugar.
Yeah, that's what
so
I did
it's
see.
Interesting. Wait, but you start to, it's exciting for me, and I want to make it fun for people,
right,
because it's about your bigger why, too. It's like, what, and this would, I would ask, you know, when we, you know, when I meet with people, it's like, okay, if you could fix that inflammation, like, what could you do? Like, how would that feel? You know, you got to get connected to people. If you gave up that Canada Dry, what's on the other side of that? Like, what, you know what I mean? Start thinking about, like, bigger things, too. And to your point, it isn't just about, don't have that sugar soda. You know you're not supposed to. Like, let's have a much bigger discussion around it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's really interesting. The other thing, you've got some other great topics that you work with people on, Debbie, too. And you know, I just, I've always known you, too, for your fashion sense, which is amazing. And Lisa, I love this one. Getting unstuck and in style. Can I tell you something?
Too.
Here's a confession. I still have my work suits that I had when I worked at Channel 30. Okay? And it's been 20-something years. So, you know, talk about stuck in style. I just can't let this stuff go. So how do we deal with that?
Well, you know, letting go of things like that. I really am a firm believer, for all the years you've known that I've been doing fashion and styling, it's in your home, in your closet, it is releasing that energy. What you're blocking by keeping the old in there, like, let's open those doorways and windows, let the energy flow through. Getting rid of stuff just releases energy, right? If it's not, here are basically three questions. When you're standing in your closet, looking at that suit, does it serve me today?
No. I'm saving it for Halloween.
We have had some good Halloween parties.
Oh, we have.
But right, it
okay, that's question one.
That's question one.
Okay.
Does it serve me? So, okay, yeah, maybe it just does still serve me. Does it flatter me?
Okay.
So is it a style that's flattering? If you answered yes to the first question, then you have the second layer. And then does it exude who I am today? Mm. Is it communicating the message of who I am today?
Hmm. Okay.
So you answer those questions when you pick up every article of clothing, and soon you will help to release that energy and be okay with parting with it.
Yeah, because I don't think everything old is, sometimes everything old can be new again, like right now. So I don't believe that everything has to be thrown out. But I do 100%. Think the question of, does it communicate who you are today, I think is really key. I think that's the part. And maybe you could be part of that person, but does it really, is it your brand? So I think that's a good one.
That is a good one. And I point to you, Lisa, because Lisa, every time I see her, you know, on all of her social media platforms, I mean, wherever she's at, she's dressed to the tens.
Well, considering unless you saw me last week at my granddaughter's prom, my hair wasn't done. But anyway, I will do those pictures.
You know what?
But anyways,
have those moments. It wasn't your prom, okay?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. That's exactly was my sensibility in my head. Sorry,
there you go.
Not on display.
No,
today.
I can't be the prettiest one in the room.
Yeah, that's,
you don't
that's
want to
right.
always be
that's
the center
right.
of attention.
Well, there's no shame in my game. If I am how I am, just got to take the picture and go for it.
That's right.
Love it.
Yeah, that's right.
Love that.
And it also, I believe that when you feel good and you feel that you're representing yourself, you are dressing for success.
Right.
I find when I get dressed up, and people say, why are you getting dressed up? You know, sometimes we have no one come to the office. Because I feel better, and you know what?
Yes.
People treat me better.
That's right.
I love it. I love it when I feel like I've showed up for whatever's going on in the day, and I never know from day to day that I just have a better day.
Yeah, I love that. And that's what it's all about. Like, what you wear, it isn't about the blouse or the sweater or the pants. It's how they make you feel. That's always the key. And you never want to feel like, ugh.
And I think also as we get older, we can be comfortable. We don't have to take all the pains and all the, you know, strains of saying, oh, we have to do this to fit a particular way. We can still look really great and still be comfortable.
Absolutely.
And I think to me, that's the key. It's like, why get all dressed up if you're not going to be comfortable and feel
right.
Feel, you know, good in your own skin.
Yeah, basically. If you're going to have to sit at a banquet table and worry about something hanging out or your stomach right. getting too tight. But I got to tell you, I've got another confession, and this is so funny that we're talking about this. So, hereditarily, in my family, none of the women have rear ends. They're just flat, right? So, I'm at a store the other day, and I see a pair of Spanx with a built-in butt. Like a padded butt.
Yep.
And so, you know, I said, I'm going to start having a butt. And I started wearing these Spanx with the butt in them.
That's
oh, yeah.
It.
Look
Go
at
ahead.
That.
That's it.
I love it. That's my
that
new
is
thing.
Good. That
so
is
if
great.
You see me and you're like, what happened? No, I didn't go and get, you know, botched.
No. Or but, you didn't have to do a million squats.
No, I didn't.
But she didn't do
and,
the butt lift.
Yeah,
she just
but,
said, I just...
I just need a little butt.
Did you say Spanx?
That's okay, right?
Yeah. That's an accessory. Are you
that
kidding?
Is.
Absolutely.
That is.
See, that's
you,
amazing.
So if you're out there and you got that problem, you might want to look
oh
into
my
those.
Goodness.
They're actually
I
very
love
comfortable.
That.
Well,
yeah.
That's the other thing I was going to ask you. Are they comfy?
Yeah.
I love it.
Uh-huh.
You know?
That's
own
the thing. Who you
want to
be. That's it. We know how to. That's the other thing. We're so much smarter as we get older and more mature. We can do things that it doesn't have to be something crazy. It could just be something that you're honest and fun and move on. Cost you a couple of dollars. Didn't really alter you.
Right.
It altered you just how you feel that moment. That's great.
And
I
nobody,
love that.
Nobody
but,
has to know,
no,
except right. I just told our whole listening
told,
audience.
That's right. Don't be looking at her booty next time you see her.
Oh, please do.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I mean, look at it, but, you know, don't judge it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. And we also want to make sure that if you want more information on Debbie and all the things that she, you know, has such great, useful information and that she's certified and you're trained in this. So if you're out there and you're just looking for a little nudge in the right direction and you want somebody, I know for me, I need to be held accountable. I need someone to hold me accountable.
Yes.
So we want you to go to her website, which is very simple. Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E, Allen, A-L-L-E-N, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T.com. That's Debbie Allen Wright.com. And, you know, talk about older. You said how old you are. I don't even know how old you are, Lisa, but I know I'm over
59, going to be 60 this year.
Ooh. There's gonna be
that's
a party.
That's it. That's it.
Well, I got you all beat, okay? I'm over the 60 mark. So,
that's okay. You don't look it.
But
you
I look
don't
amazing.
Feel it. I don't
yes.
feel it, and I don't want to feel it. And I talk about genetics. My mother's still going strong and dresses to the 10th.
Love it.
I'm not slowing down.
No, I love it. And that's where it starts, right? With that energy and with that desire that, you know, it's not about the quantity of life, like whatever that number is, it's the quality.
Oh, yeah,
we want to thrive to the very last day, right?
Well, that was one of the things I wanted to ask you. What is live with a disease-free state of mind? I think I already do that, but I'm curious what's your prescription or what's your thoughts on that?
So the more I dive into the science, and I think my next thing is to go back to school for nutritional science because I'm just enamored and I can't get in enough of the information right now about all that we have available to us living right now. Aging right now is so exciting because there's so much technology, stem cells that are taking the place of these surgeries that otherwise, you know, we would have to have. Mm-hmm. Stem cell replacements are becoming more common, and that's non-surgical, and the recovery is immediate, and building up our stem cells in our body just gives us such vitality. And there's these centers going up with the top scientists and doctors that have all these alternatives when things are happening that are more natural, that our body needs. You know, as we get older, we lose certain things, but we have the ability to put these things back into our body. So in my opinion, aging and living disease-free is a reality, but it's about becoming aware of how we're feeling now, finding out, is this normal, is it not? Let me find out what this is now, figuring out how I can tweak my diet, because a lot of disease relative to the foods that we're consuming. And I'm a big believer in all of that. And we see it even in kids and what they're eating at school. And like, I want to do so much in this world. I'm like, how do I do that? How do we help fix? So there's so much education and there's so much work that has to be done. But I believe that food is a big part of why we deal with so much disease right now.
Well, you think about it. It's what fuels our body and our organs and everything else.
Right.
And I believe that we just forget about it. We just forget about what we're putting in there.
Right.
And, you know, and microwaves and plastics and all these other
things. And it compounds, you know. And to get people to just become more aware of, you know, food is fuel and food is medicine. And to think of it not just as, you know, what if you're not hungry, what are you feeding?
What do you have for dinner at night? What'd you have for dinner last night? I'm just curious.
So last night we had really high quality beef. I eat that once a week, and we had mashed sweet potatoes and Brussels sprouts.
Ooh.
And the key is we ate at 5 o'clock, which we, as I get older, we eat earlier and earlier because, and again, these are all those little nuances, like eating earlier, going for a walk, especially with this gorgeous weather we're having. I ate at 5 o'clock. We went for a nice long walk, came back, watched a couple shows, went to bed. And I track everything, which is where I get a lot of this information. And that's the other thing. We can wear trackers that can tell us, like, how's our resting heart rate? How is, you know, our sleep? Are we getting enough? There's just so much we can learn about ourselves through trackers. So I track myself, and I've seen and learned exactly what my body likes. So eating early, taking a walk, these are things that across the board anyone would benefit from. Your resting heart rate's lower. Your body's had a chance to digest. It's not trying to digest while you're sleeping.
Okay.
Everything's better.
So X amount of hours before you sleep.
Usually 3.
3 hours, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, more than that, the better, but at minimum.
3 hours before you go to bed when you eat.
See, my problem is I sit and eat chocolate right before I go to bed, and I've figured this out myself, that it's A, it's not good for me, but B, I have crazy nightmares if I eat popcorn or chocolate before I go to bed.
But isn't certain kind of chocolate good for you at night?
I don't know, but it's not good for my dream cycle. I can tell. Or should I say nightmares?
Isn't that interesting? Yeah, and that you recognize that.
Wow.
Well, you talk about that awareness. Like, what am I doing that could be... You know, either it's you got to go to the bathroom or it's something that you ate. And I've really, it hasn't stopped me from reading it at night.
Well, and that's a component, right? Sometimes we know, but it's that next level. Like, you need support, you need help, like, just, and why? Like, why would you want to give that up? You know, tap into that. Well, because I wouldn't have nightmares and maybe I would sleep better. And
so how does what you do, Debbie, how do you meet in person with your clients? Is it over the phone? And if people want more information, what does this thing look like? What's the time commitment? I'm sure there's a fee for this, as there should be, because you're certified. How does it work?
So I've been seeing all my clients via Zoom so over the last 2 years, which seems to continue to work. In fact, I was just with a client a little bit ago, and she said, we have to meet now in person. I haven't met her. We've been working together for a year and a half. So primarily over Zoom. I always have a complimentary introductory session so I can really understand, you know, where my clients are at with the changes that they're thinking they want to embark on. And then we... You know, we engage and then we go from there.
Well, don't forget the address for the website. That's the best place to go for the information is Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E, Allen, A-L-L-E-N, and Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T.com. Debbie could be spelled differently. Allen could be spelled differently. Wright could be spelled differently. So
right.
I spelt it out
for you.
Exactly.
Thank you, Ian.
Well, Lisa, this was interesting, wasn't it?
Oh, my goodness.
As we say, food for thought.
Food for thought.
Oh, look at
and
that.
Also, I think I'm going to get a tracker.
Me too. I don't have one yet.
I don't either.
I just didn't
They're
want...
interesting.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
I think we all have one on our phones, but it's not like simplified. Like, it sounds like you can just... tap and know, and that's what we need to do. So,
yeah. Well, Debbie, continued success to you.
Thank you.
I just always,
both.
I love her energy. I first met her, I'm like, she can't be real. But you know what? How many years later, she's real, she's beautiful, and she knows what she's talking about. So thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. Thank you, ladies.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, Lisa and Kenoki, here we are.
Yes.
All right. And thanks
another
for
week.
Being with me. Another breath of fresh air. Thanks
thank
for coming
you.
To the studio.
Thank you.
And of course, we couldn't do this without our listeners, right?
That's right. Thanks to the listeners for getting up early Sunday morning. Woo!
Yeah, that's right. But
news
that's
you can
what
use.
It's all about. News you can use. So thank you for tuning in to this edition of News You Can Use right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.